Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette. Speaking, how may I help you?
I got an email saying that we took the money off your debit card. Let me pull up the message.
No, ma'am. Hold on a minute. Let me have a zip code. I don't.
98002. Are you there?
Yes, 98002.
98002. It says your debit card got charged, so where do you want us to deliver your tablet? And then it sends a link to click to, and it goes to T-Mobile.
Yes, ma'am. That's in the event that you win a tablet. They're asking you that, but you only pay for the chance to win the tablet.
And how much is that?
What's your name, ma'am?
Renee, R-E-N-A-E.
Zip code 98002.
Do you need my last name?
What is your last name, ma'am?
B as in boy, O as in ostrich, L as in Linda, L as in Linda, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, D as in David.
Okay, did you actually put in your account number, ma'am? Because I'm not finding an account, and sometimes it takes a little while, like I know 20 minutes or so or more, sometimes before we can see the transaction, too. So right now I'm not seeing your name. What's your last four digits of your card?
I don't have my card available, but no, because I had somebody take some money out of my account that shouldn't have taken money out of my account, and I was wondering if it was you guys. Would you have charged $25.99?
I don't have the account up. That's why I'm trying to locate an account for you now, ma'am, to see which transactions would have taken place. What's your first name?
Renee. R E N is in Nancy, A is in Adam, E is in Edward.
Okay, and your last name?
B is in boy, O as in Oliver, L is in Linda, L is in Linda, A is in Adam, N is in Nancy, D is in dog.
Yes, S is in scam.
Right.
B S is in scam.
Is an asshole.
That's for money laundering.
No, sir, I don't. No, ma'am, I don't. Hold on a minute. Let me check something else here.
Wait, would it be easier if I just gave you my account?
Right. And
PIN? Okay.
No, what?
Well, for one thing, you guys have a number, customer service number to call us, so we're not a scam. We have hundreds of accounts.
Oh, she can hear you. Sorry about that.
I'm just trying to locate an account for you, ma'am.
Right, right.
So I can see what the transaction is. I don't know unless I see that.
Right.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can try. What's your phone number?
It's 206-376-6218.
Let me ask you this too. I'm gonna get that number again in a minute, but what's 270-735-2369?
Wait, say that again.
270-735-2369.
I don't know.
That's the phone number I have that called in here is 270-735-2369. That's not your number?
No.
All right, what's your number again? 260?
206.
Wait a minute, are we starting from the beginning? Is it 260?
Yes. It's area code 206.
Mm-hmm.
376. 6214.
Okay, nothing did show up under there. It might not be showing just yet, ma'am. Did you actually enter your card number and paid something?
I did, but I didn't follow through with it.
So we might not have an account for you, ma'am. I'm in a call center, and I represent hundreds of different products with different accounts. So I only see it if the account, the transaction has taken place.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.